I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Strong words from a strong man, Danny Cunningham. Cleveland Magazine, you also hear him here on 92.3 The Fan. You've heard him co-host with either Tone or myself. He's a wonderful, wonderful young man about to get married. And he also, again, has a very strong opinion. And I think that's a glaring thing because Danny in the interview, and you'll be able to hear that very shortly, 92.3thefan.com, Danny very quickly goes, well, you know, you can't do that because he's not the player LeBron is. Nobody's the player LeBron is. I go, that's what they're doing, though. And when it was LeBron, it's like, hey, when LeBron was here the first time, that's one of the reasons that he left. There's other ones. And then the second time, it was, hey, when's Kyrie going to be able to jump into this mold? When's the other guys going to be able to jump into this mold? We've learned our lesson from the first time. And you can do that with LeBron James because he's the best basketball player on earth, so we're allowed to be morons from time to time. You can't do that with Donovan Mitchell, and that would make things more frustrating with Donovan Mitchell. You can't do this to me. You can't make this 1-on-5. LeBron, you can do 1-on-5, and you can get to the Eastern Conference Finals and then the finals.
I know.
I can't do that with Donovan Mitchell.
I'm imagining from the point of view of Donovan Mitchell, who has seen this lead. Remember, they had a command in the Eastern Conference. We thought they could be the 2 seed, and Milwaukee Bucks have made up like 7 games over the course of the last month, Kenny. And so I can only imagine what Donovan Mitchell is thinking while he is sitting, knowing that he's trying to put off his decision.
Yeah.
I don't think Donovan Mitchell is actively thinking about his decision as much as we are. I know that sounds crazy.
I wouldn't want to think about my decision day to day, because I'll tell you what, if after
crazy.
Last night I'd be having my bags packed.
You would go crazy. I do wonder though, what is the psyche of Donovan Mitchell knowing that he got run into the ground at the end of last year? Part of it was because they needed to for playoff positioning, even though that ended up being fruitless because they ended up against the Knicks and that turned out to be one of the worst matchups for them. So now this year, they tell him, hey, the only thing that's going to make you better is rest. But then he's watching them post All-Star break. I just looked at the numbers, Kenny. Offensively, they were the number 4 offense in offensive efficiency before the All-Star break. They're down to like 20 after the All-Star break. Pacing. Their pacing was one of the best in the NBA before the All-Star break. After it, it's one of the worst. So it's like everything is pre and post All-Star break. You can see the line of demarcation. And they're a different team. And we understand why. They've had a number of injuries, not just Donovan. But I am truly wondering what he must be thinking, knowing he has to get back sooner than later. He has to get back on the floor. He has to save not only this offense, but the entire team.
It has to be demoralizing.
And then that just gets you to the playoffs. Now you're staring at the Knicks. You're staring at the Magic. Two teams the Cavs are not going to score against. They're going to have trouble scoring against either of those teams.
I learned from last year, and I agree with Danny, like you should be able to beat Indiana and you should be able to beat Orlando if you take on either one of those teams. That's what you should be able to do. But I have to learn from what happened last year. That was a team that was good defensively. They had a tough one in Jalen Brunson, who would go to the rack with anybody. And if it became a one-on-one thing, you know, Jalen Brunson ended up winning that a lot of times. Now, I'm going to put Donovan Mitchell up against a lot of people in the NBA and take Donovan Mitchell's side. I really like Donovan Mitchell, clearly. But when you take on a team like the Knicks that can play that tough inside and you're not playing as tough and we're having problems with effort and we're having problems with getting things set up in the final 2 minutes, you had situations there where the Knicks or other teams might not blink, where you are blinking every single time. And I just can't let this season go. Like a lot of people, now this is in what happened last night. It's the first few minutes after a game. People are trying to cool off, but there's a lot of fans who are frustrated going, this is why I can't take them seriously. I'm taking them seriously. I don't think they're an unserious team. I just think that they're one, led in the wrong direction in the final couple of minutes, which is a problem, but you can always switch out a head coach. Two, I think at times, go back and watch. Those replay that game in the middle of the day today. If you work in an office or you work anywhere, but you can get a couple minutes. They will replay this game on Bally. Guarantee it. This afternoon. You get a chance to watch every game three times if you really want to. They'll replay it in the middle of the day today, like they're replaying it right now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, watch Darius Garland in the final couple of minutes. He's pressing. It's not that they're unserious. He's serious.
He's lost
pressing.
All confidence.
He doesn't have confidence.
Yeah, because he also doesn't have Donovan along there to really take the best defender, to take all the pressure of being a real number one player. Like, Darius Garland has a max deal, but he is not playing like a max player, and he doesn't have the confidence of a max player. And right now, he knows he cannot lead this team. He's not good enough to lead this team. He needs Donovan Mitchell.
216-474-0092. We're talking Gardos at 8 o'clock. Let me get to Los in Twinsburg. Hello, Los.
What's up, y'all?
Hi.
Look, man, I understand everybody frustrated with Darius Garland, but we just played the same team the day before yesterday. He had the same exact stats, and we won by 20 points. The only thing that changed was, once again, a coaching issue. We got Max Strus back, which was supposed to be a good thing. The guy they gave a little dumb junkyard dog chain to didn't even play a single minute. The problem with this team is the coach does not know how to adjust. We have the same issues after the All-Star break every year with JB. Every year, it's the same thing. Like,
you're not wrong. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. So do you think?
I understand the frustration with the players, but I can't put a lot of these issues and say, well, you know, it's Caris LeVert not doing this, or it's Gary Garland not doing this. And it's like, but the coach has to adjust too. The coach needs to take a leap too.
Los, I agree with everything you're saying. To have these guys take that next step. And I don't know.
It's not going to happen under JB.
You're right. I mean, we got to be honest. It's not going to happen under JB. It's just not. And I just got the feeling that if they get past the first round, that's great. But I'd be very surprised if he's back in 2024, 2025.
That's why it looks like, I'm not saying the players quit on him, because, I mean, I don't want to put that on anybody. But that's why it looks like they're just going through the motions, because these guys they've been here for a couple of years. They know, like, all right, this dude just ain't got it. So we asking the players to, like, please, like, do something. Like, Donovan Mitchell's out. We need Darius Garland to score 30 or something. No, we don't, man. We need the coach to coach the team. And he just can't do it right now. And it's okay. Some guys just ain't got it. He just ain't got it.
Los, that point about the dog chain is fantastic. Thank you very much for the call.
Yeah, I mean, Max
Strus. Did they
Strus,
keep him out because they didn't want any more cheap shots? Because, I mean, it is not a back-to-back, but you're playing a home-and-home against Charlotte. Maybe.
Yeah, but
Marcus
Morris is not worried about retaliation or anything like that. That guy's not scared of any of those Hornets. And, in fact, last night, Brandon Miller needed somebody to put him on his ass. I mean, I hate to say it. I'm not advocating for total cheap shots, but I am advocating for toughness. Oh. They showed zero toughness at the rim. They ran around with their heads cut off on closeouts.
But if you're Charlotte, like if you're one of these young guys, I'll say this real quick. You're one of these young guys. I don't know, you get on social media and see these guys run around with a dog chain over here of a guy who took a cheap shot over my buddy. We got 17 wins this year. You think I give a bleep about any of this? You think I got anything to live for the rest of this season? I don't care. So if Marcus Morris goes out there, maybe, and I know Marcus Morris doesn't care about retaliation, but what if someone else retaliates? Then you lose guys. That's why, it wasn't a good idea to put the dog chain on Marcus Morris, on a guy on a 10-day contract. I know it gets a lot of the regular fans excited. It ain't good basketball.
Especially the way, think about it, the way the players talked about it after the game. They all talked about it as something that ignited them. And then he doesn't play the next game, and they're sitting there waiting for Darius and Evan to try to save the team, which they're right now, unfortunately, at this stage, they're incapable of.
You call yourself a Gardos fan. Are you willing to put your money where your mouth is? And it's opening day. Not opening after hours, next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.